a gamble. If your research is one or the other, and you don't have some sort of melding of the two, you are in some ways taking, you know, a gamble of trying to say you're gambling on what the job prospects will be once you're done with your degree, and that's difficult because it's, you know, probably the shortest you're going to get a PhD is in 5 years, right? I mean, it depends on if you've done a master's already in the same program or not. But regardless, it's a long process, and it's really hard to predict. You know, when I went through grad school, my advisor kept on telling me, oh, the baby boomers are retiring. There's going to be so many academic positions. Val's still working.
And then I've learned this phrase a few days ago, the encore career.
The encore career. Okay. Bravo. Beast, beast. Encore.
No, it's not the standing ovation encore. It's just, I don't know, something like
that. In my case, haven't been, at least I haven't seen a huge opening in the number of, say, academic positions in this kind of a field. But certainly now I find myself in the applied side of things, and I do think that there is currently some growth in that. But and hopefully I'll talk more about this during the quarter, and I'm happy to do so, about the work that I'm doing right now. Most of it is focused on marine renewable energy projects. So this is a new field with untested machinery, I guess. I mean, basically you have to put something either above the water or below the water to create energy from. And it's a tremendous engineering challenge. And there are certainly, the field is young enough that there hasn't been a convergence on one or a few designs. There are all sorts of designs out there on how you might create energy from the ocean, or the winds above the ocean. And so it's such a young field that it's really hard to predict how long it's gonna be around for. So the company that I work for has, you know, very much sort of ridden that wave, first in Europe and now in North America, of people trying to be the first to put their piece of equipment on the bottom and start generating electricity. And I'm cautiously optimistic about the longer term. So, you know, in the next 5 years, I think are going to be great. Beyond that, it's going to be difficult to predict how these things are happening, because we're just coming to grasp with how we even measure the potential impacts from pilot sites, let alone commercial scale energy harvesting mechanisms. It's all tied up into so many variables: government subsidies or encouragement from the government, the price of oil, international treaties on global warming. There are so many things that it's really hard to predict. And then also, you know, whether or not the engineers can actually deliver what they're saying they can deliver. And whether we deem these devices or determine that these devices are actually as benign as the creators of these things are saying they are. So there's so many unknowns that it's hard to tell what the need will be for in terms of job creation. Yeah, even 10 years out. Crystal ball. I guess I will end this with, I'll play this in the background while we talk. Come on. This is my only song. Whoever picks up the animal sound in this song gets to eat dessert before lunch.
Thank you, Jason.
So yeah, this is my only song on here, and it's because it's got a call in it, animal call in it. Do you guys know, anybody know this song? The group? It's Radiohead? Nice Dream? Anyways, I had this actually really fun interaction with Juliet on Facebook over this.
Oh yeah?
This is one of our first BeamReach, the first time I taught BeamReach. Juliet was one of our students, and we had this total dorky moment on Facebook, it started because she had posted something. She was working away on, she's working down in San Diego right now on killer whale calls, and she'd been listening to calls over and over again, and she was sure that she was starting to just hear calls when she was like listening to music and doing other things. And she was, it wasn't in her mind, it wasn't grad school that was making her go crazy. It was actually that she was playing her iTunes or whatever, but her analysis was running in the background as well, so she was playing both at the same time. So she had done this little mix. But I think for us, the aha moment was that human ears are amazing things at detecting patterns. And so are our eyes as well. What struck me is that I was just streaming Pandora one day, and this song came on, and I was working away and not even thinking about the song, and yet I picked up the biological call in the song like that, even though my mind wasn't even thinking about it. Same thing that happened with her, with her music. So it's just a great example of how we've evolved to detect signals that are of importance to us. And those of us who study bioacoustics, those signals become animal sounds. It leads to these wonderfully geeky moments online.
Hear the predator even though you're dancing around the campfire.
Maybe that's the evolutionary pressure.
Has it gone by a few times while we've been listening?
No, it hasn't. That's why I've been talking away without listening to it, but yeah. Yeah, well. Yeah. Hear that in the background? There it is again. It's very subtle in the background. I think there's another one in there. They've used it to sort of give this sort of, the song. The song is a nice dream, so they've used it to sort of give that feeling of a sort of a wafty, dreamlike. No, they're marine mammal calls. No, we actually think we think that they're actually songs right out of the raven light example category. So I think it's a harp seal and a what's the other one? Maybe a bowhead whale. So I challenge you to, I don't know if you may or may not use raven light as an analysis tool, but if you do, it comes along with some examples, and some of those examples are I think a harp seal and a bowhead whale. I think it was a bowhead. Maybe it was another kind of whale. But see if you can figure out which. But yeah, that's what Juliet was like, yeah, I think that's right out of the Raven help file.
What's the name of the song
here? It's Nice Dream by Radiohead. And if you want, she gave me the name of another song that has animal calls in it too. And I'd have to look it up, but I was going to download that one too. But.